Dope days, chill nights, good company, and mellow vibes. You're listening to Out the Booth podcast, a weekly Kenyan music podcast dedicated to exploring, playing, and highlighting the finest music in Kenya and across Africa. Track one is Geek by Jovi Jove. Lingas tu kame karibisho na kipil baby boo stay cool fuck say na de cool chill deja vu julio cup ina jiri feel skele vu julio ria pili jiri dim kama na de cool sitting kona mali metoka vini mif kama na de cool daddy chana jovi ujua easy sweet I feel like talking jibberish cause I be sipping bendoline I feel like cupping 20 bits and then I sip it with my king I feel like cupping 20 bits and then I sip it with my king Turn up money coming in, don't let that get in between Bitches Nike season, we be dripping that with dirty jeans Double cup with dirty lean, ain't nothing to sipping clean I be geeking Mr. Bean, on that Molly and Cody Highest dude you've ever seen, I be high on ecstasy Nipsey Blue is all I see, when we talking Calvin C Bitches niggas they be cheese, here we speaking Japanese Pay, send Yes tu kame karibisho na kipil baby boo they go fuck say no they go chill deja vu julio cup ina jiri feel skele vu julio ria pili jiri dim Starting us off in this episode is Jovi Jove. Personally, trap and drill remain on top of my genres to date, especially when you have people like Boutros and GTA constantly upping the ante.
As you listen, stay updated as you help others find the show by sharing, subscribing, leaving a comment, and rating the episodes you listen to. Out the Booth podcast is available across all major podcast streaming platforms.
I believe in taking breaks. I believe in removing yourself from a situation to see it with a fresh eye and new ideas. That's pretty much all I have to say about my untimely, extended, and random breaks. Hey there, it is I, the Yellow Mellow Fellow, Mr. Crooked Smile, aka Eugene. How have you been? See, for a better part of the year, I've tried to stay in touch with the Kenyan entertainment scene. There are weeks I've spent reading and watching Kenyan-produced material, but I still find the same issue. They're kind of all over the place. See, if you were to be researching Kenyan R&B musicians, the best source of information is Instagram, after you've run through playlists. Once you're there, you scroll for ages and eventually you'll have your info. Oh, and while this is happening, you're listening to their interviews across 20 different YouTube channels. I mean, you could change the subject of this issue, but the process will pretty much be the same. And I'm no better. After looking through my past releases, it's hard to ignore this log in my own eye. Luckily, we're getting better. For this episode, let's talk about the evolution of Kenyan artists. At least my take on it. Share yours with me through the available channels. Simply because as much as genres change and evolve, we keep having the new faces, but kind of the same flows and also career trajectories. Where's the experimentation? The evolution? Where's the intrigue? Stick around. Maybe it makes sense. Maybe I don't. But in case I don't, I still have good music. So here is Kipetero Kiesu by Femi One and Nviri.
Ona vile tunachezwa vile tunabebwa Ona vile tunachezwa vile tunabebwa
Jalingoria na dai wachana na party cup Told me that nitaka supu with the baby girl So nikajipa na mimba akanipachika Kisha kaniruka kipetero kiesu sasa nikipiga namba mteja hapatikani tadhani high jump na yeye olympian nikiwa napanga kumuonyesha kwetu aliniruka tu kipetero kiyesu na ishi pale kasana hawa mapacha 5 years bila the dad na sijam hata wakivunja kitu niulize nani anachapwa wanarukana tu kipetero kiyesu Wakishapata mamlaka mahitaji wananchi watapata waliposhinda diskendo juu ya sakata ruka mwananchi kipetero kiyesu waliungana eti hiki chama chetu ndio tutatumia kujenga taifa letu lakini si asasi watu nyemelea tu kisha kurukana kipetero kiyesu wakirudi huku tena piga debe tunawapea mizigo zote wabebe watazilipa hata madeni kwa pede kwa bado twarukwe kipetero kiyesu Jidai wazalendo kata kuchange citizenship kugeto lakini juu ya hisi asa na magendo wanatokwa tu kipetero kiyesu wasani wana make ngoma na bidi toka manyuka mpaka wenye jina bigi ngoma ikiblow unadhani pesa ni mingi MCSK ni kapetero kwa yesu MCs utaka kolabo na picha wanabatizwa wanaoshwa wanafichwa wakiambiwa femi wana likuzika wanakanaga tu kipetero kiyesu
I'm in trouble, red flag on the door.
See, 2024 has shown us a lot. I mean, a lot. As a Kenyan, I believe everyone has just been going through it. So, yeah. Femi One and Viri actually knew this. And that's why they summarized it perfectly with the this release months. I mean, months before the year came to an end. So, you know, it's the beginning of the year. And as the episode goes on, Ruto must go. As we hope for a better for tomorrow. Ain't that all? Yeah. But yeah, like I said, we're talking about artist evolution. So a few things just to, you know, kind of get out of the way. First things first, this episode is not sponsored. So please, none of the music in this episode is good. This episode does not even make money. So, you know, let's just get that out of the way. That's one. Two, we're talking about artist evolution. So yes, this is a comparison with more established markets. Don't blame me. Kenya is an established market. So there's really nothing about, you know, it's a comparison. We can't do that. We can, because you're in the same industry. It's music. So yeah, I'm a critique. I'm a hater. You know, yeah. And like I said, these are my opinions. If you feel like you have yours, please, by all means, start your own podcast, write your own blog, do whatever the fuck you need to do. So yeah, and no, I'm not saying that just because this is a comparison that you need to ape what is happening in these other markets. That's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking for you to actually find ways to keep us interested and also experiment with ways, you know, to pull bigger audiences. Look at what Sauti Sol did. And yes, Sauti Sol may get mentioned a few, one too many times on this episode because they are the artists who've actually achieved evolution in a way that is actually quite interesting to look at, to watch the experimentation, whether it comes to fashion, whether it comes to videos, collaborations, all that, even the sounds, you know? They do fit into the probably the most evolved artist Kenya has ever had, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, either way. But I also want you to acknowledge one thing. So the fans will always be there. They will love and they will hate in the same breath and with the same intensity. There's no gray area with them. But as an artist, you need to think of ways to provoke this so you can learn what works in an industry, in this particular industry that you are in. So yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to get out of the way. So, artist evolution. One, genres change and so do artists, but we simply don't have as many follow-through acts. What's a follow-through act? I think I should, you know, actually do this like a definition of terms as I go on. I came up with most of this word, so it doesn't quite make sense. But yeah, what's a follow-through act? So a follow-through act, what I mean is an artist who's been able to take on the industry for years and years on end. 19 years is a long time. I salute Saudi Soul for that. But here's the thing. Each year, we get a new artist with the latest trending song. At the same time, we have another older act coming through with a remix or an original track with a similar or a close vibe. Almost immediately, we forget the newcomer or we sing the song and can pretty much never recall the name. But I can tell you so many Gingaton songs that people love, but if you ask them to name the artists, they can't. Why? Because the artist didn't follow through. They don't have something that has kept them in people's minds constantly for a long period, a long extended and significant period at that. So yeah, that's something. They may keep releasing, but they're already overshadowed and it'll take a while to get the attention again. So yeah, there's that kind of a problem where we don't have these artists who keep us interested. So yeah. Track 3 is Papeo by Camp Mula.
Nairobi city's very tricky, so I take my time. I'm not here for the shine, I just speak my mind. The MC in me is fluent by the way I rhyme. I have golden dreams and platinum nightmares. I put away my fears so I could get here. That's just the first step, I fight till last breath. Now we've got mad breath, cause we don't have step. History in the making, we gotta be patient. I pray to God faithfully, hoping that it don't change me. That's real talk, big like billboards, top 10 in charts. Mad love for y'all. Stay strong, my little, even when those days get long, my little. Usikate tamaa, itabidi kazi ndio utachapa.
Worth the wait, cause I was down for a minute, there was no escape, but see I chose to stand as they marked my plans, dusted off my shoulders and washed my hands, cause
you talk stupid to me,
that we achieved what you see, cause we know somebody, huh, misconception, 100%, I've been working for my reps, spitting bars they won't forget, as fake friends started fading out, had to stay real,
head below the clouds.
You can make it, just believe. The critics say I'm worthless, think my lyrics are naive, but I'll show them all.
Stay strong, my little, even when those days get long, my little.
don't ever touch your pride.
You know those beats. You know those voices. We need to appreciate Kambula and continue to do so as they grow in their careers. What they were and what they are right now, we need to continue just appreciating everything they do. One thing I love about them is how they've maintained their superstar elusiveness that we pretty much don't have in this age of social media. Everyone wants to be a star. Everyone wants to tell us about, you know, what they had for breakfast. Pretty much don't care. Number two, still on the artist evolution. Our comebacks are stronger than our developing and upcoming acts. Let's just put that right there. Our comeback game is so much stronger than our developing and upcoming acts. We're stuck in nostalgia in a way that doesn't make sense. But it actually works because this nostalgia is for artists who found out what works. But artists really need to show us more. That's why I think of Major a lot. He's a great storyteller and very creative with the visuals. And he's one of those acts who've understood the formula and stuck to it. At the same time, I think of the musicians who were creating a print on the scene when he made his comeback. Remember the time Major was in quite all over the place. But then there was a time when he just kind of took over. Then there's Nyashinsky. He's a special case. But still, you get the point. See, with all these musicians, we're able to see a recreation of greatness. It was so interesting and, you know, very well thought out. I can't deny that. However, it overshadowed the rest of the industry, and not for just 1 year. They've been headlining shows for years after they came into the industry. So I can't help but think of the Kleptomaniacs lyric, you know. Banyash, ile nyalisema. Ama nikupe mwankaka nane ndo ujulikane. Is this the trend?
Your feedback means a lot to the show. That means you can improve your listening experience by quickly reaching out. On social media, find the DMs at otbpodke or you can email otbpodke@gmail.com. Let me know how you like your podcast.
Number three. Okay. Point number three. There is always a younger, hotter version. Kenyan R&B is a beautiful scene. You know, with character development being Kenya's largest local industry, singers really have a good year each year. Kauko sawa niko sawa. You know, kind of vibe. Iba radio. Think about it. You know, it's so much. Yeah. Akisioni. It's so many songs. These people, how? But anyway, if you think about it, relationships are quite interesting. It's quite interesting grounds to be on. Can't deny that. But there's always a but. We never see much progress. Often, singers are replaced by younger, more in tune artists. The previous act is often, and you know, it's a case you can look across the years. Actually, just get last 10 years, okay? The previous act is often left trying to capture the audiences that they once had. However, I can't deny that the evolution of sound is very appealing and beneficial too. Track number four, Energy by Polari Spaulding, Mayonde, Modoni the Drama Queen, and HSKE.
Maisha ina stress but sita choka. Anake mini staya mini nyota. Mungu peke ndio mini taokopa. Kepeka zuna choma 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 choma. Daily na meremeta. Fom yangu ni kutesa. Usikolka masipesa. Bade na chipeleka. Inaselela tombola. Mande manaluska mboja. We catch your flies, not feelings. Leo, tuna dance by ceiling. Don't waste my time. Don't miss my energy. Don't kill my vibe. Don't mess my energy. Let's say goodbye. Just fly around with me. Let's spend some time. Just spend some time with me. Feeling important. Feeling like something is coming all over me. Feel like a soldier. Feel like I'm going to war with an enemy. I've gotten older. I'm very comfortable with my identity. It's never over. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm feeling hypnotized. I'm feeling like a child. I need to realize. I'm feeling so alive. I take off my disguise. And I get myself the prize. I don't mean to be shy. All I can do is try. Don't waste my time. Don't miss my energy. Don't kill my vibe. Don't miss my energy. Let's say goodbye. Just fly around me. Let's spend some time. Just spend some time with me.
Some people search and seek until they find the light. Some people think that everything they think is right. Some people don't believe in peace, they want to fight. Some people not my type. Some people not survive.
Shangilia, pango yote imepangiliwa. Shida yetu yote tatuliwa. Maisha yetu imebarikiwa. Shangilia, pango yote imepangiliwa. Shida yetu yote tatuliwa. Maisha yetu imebarikiwa.
After spending pretty much the whole of 2024 following up on politics and news within the country, at some point I became numb. And I mean, so would anyone else who would become, you know, who would be completely immersed in all that drama. Kind of like how he'd become numb to the figures that are mentioned in this corruption cases. And I mean, that's why you need to learn how to pull back and focus on what you have going for yourself. Who knows? Maybe then you won't be half as anxious or stressed out. That's the kind of vibe I get from this song. Energy is such a beautiful song. All those voices, all those artists who've built their careers in ways that no one actually thought would actually work. Polaris Pauline is an amazing singer. And I've said this before even on the page. That's, you know, on my ex. You can just go check it out. Us at otb.ke. Mayonde, amazing voice, amazing artist, amazing projects. MDQ. Now, we can't just talk about MDQ. And, you know, it's just mentioning her name. It's powerful. It's powerful. Yeah. Anyway, number four. Point number four, still on the artist evolution issue. Artists, managers are never there for the culture. Like I said it, because they know the culture is built on exploiting less knowledgeable acts. Now, this does not apply to every single artist out there. Not every single artist manager out there is exploiting these acts. But, hear me out. Here's how I built my case. I was watching Ngori Reports on Stupid Boy a while back. I love how Ngori goes right into the story, just enough backstory for you to get the context. And for this particular episode, he highlighted how the G-Bug and Jat rapper had lost his way. However, I saw a different angle to this. There were consistent mentions of how his manager, who also kind of doubled as PR agent, was always the one who is, you know, speaking on his behalf. I couldn't help but wonder why his manager seems to be doing quite well. Could it be this Stupid Boy was just a project for him to make money? I'm not saying this is the case, because I'm thinking, as if you're an artist manager, you want your artist to have the best kind of life so he could grow, he could become bigger, he could even make you more money. So why would you just hop on a wave and exploit that wave? You get my point. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So yeah, it could be. It was just a project. My name is Paul, and this is between y'all. See, I only say this because in my few years I have got around, I've seen how people mask personal gain and goodwill. We all read and have read multiple stories of how musicians signed a deal that saw them lose all their earnings. I have learned that there's no goodwill in the entertainment industry. So, my dear musician, does your manager care about the culture or the number of shows you can perform at? I'm just asking. Point number 5. Bring back record labels in artist camps. Record an album, mixtape, or a joint project, create a buzz, then maintain the buzz. We have to acknowledge how much better Kenyan musicians sound when they work together. The mix of unique, catchy styles and years of developing a style that works commercially is satisfying in sight and medley. So why don't we see more of it? Rather, I don't understand why they oversaturated the market with it. They kind of just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over until it becomes a bore and we kind of forget them, and that's why we move on so fast. So why not adopt the record label method where top artists would work on it together on a 5 to 10 track project, promote, evaluate, adapt? Think about it. A good example of this is what Chumba Changoma and Waidhaka have done with their past projects. If you haven't checked out these projects, just go look for them. That's Chumba Changoma and Waidhaka. Their ability to blend different popular artists with each other with their own sound into one project deserves its flowers. That's just me. Track number 5, Don't Know by Carla Moto, Joe Makini, and Johnny.
Ya dano ni moto, ni moto. Asiri ne house na kala moto. Kiumbe, Nairobi, Arachuga, Bibiburi flow.
Hizi flow ni makini kini. Wanavua bikini binti, madini dini. Kama gari na Tanzanite, mapini pini. Nasikia haters awataki, ni mimi nipe Mike. Ubambike hii night. Na hii fight siku yanza jana dogo. Kuna muda mambo alienda kombo liza nyota ndogo. Kazi nyingi mpunga mdogo. Bila lebo, bila logo. Bila promo za kigogo na mavideo bila modo.
Moja kidogo, moja kidogo.
That's a past to co-present here. Jina langu linatosha kugeuza tasnia. Hakuna dui kama fear na kushauri usifanye. Wali waste muda, waiteni, wajua nikanye. Eyo sasa mini kaka na imekaa hivi. Ulikuwa siku kipindi unatuona kwenye TV. Juice car bigi, red carpet. Zidi, influential, looking smart, yapo kichwa wili.
I'm from the hood, ya wahuni na masampa. Hapa ni busy kila kitu biashara. Kama unifili baki we ujanipata. Yeah, yeah.
You don't know bro.
About me.
You don't know bro.
About me.
You don't know bro.
A city in the house.
You don't know bro.
Nishage uza usiku mchana kitambo sana na wachambuzi wa mambo kuchana wajui sana bigger than rap mini kichana jomini sana it's all about choices bana ule kwa kalama matukupe spana sio napiga spana hakuna shortcut bana success sirikali so mtani be nice suspect ni hatari atakuvuka green light respect my business but anyway I know you obsessed to be one of my business and that none of my business na missing the business now you see the difference now we keep it distance chini ya utawala pigania independence to be here chali it ain't no coincidence mtoto wa mama got white house clearance HRP HOP experience
when me come move faster I'm from the hood ya wahuni na masamba hapa ni busy kila kitu biashara kama unifili baki we ujanipata yeah yeah
you don't know bro.
About me
you don't know bro.
About me,
you don't know bro.
About me,
you don't know bro.
Unipiku, I'm the eyes of my people. Niko nandui juu ya mwili ya mababu wa misitu. Kama lion na ikula raw. Africa mama my love. Nishiki na vipodos. My queens wako ghetto.
Every day I'm gonna put my
fire burn high. When I fall, I go rise and put my flag back. Too much loving, no hate, more wins. I jalishi pali umetoka kaki kaunchule.
When we come move faster, yeah. I from the hood ya wahuni na masampa. Hapa ni busy kila kitu biashara. Kama unifili baki we ujanipata. Yeah, yeah.
You don't know who.
About me.
You don't know who.
About me.
You don't know who.
About me.
You don't know who.
Lyricism, storytelling, and flowetry. Kala Moto has been one of the most consistent artists behind the mic and out of the booth. Whether it's community projects, meeting with artists from across the country and over borders, or films, he has made sure to consistently encourage us to embrace our traditions in all facets of life. That's why I have to tell you, Mkanda Mosi is an album you need to listen to. You can find it on Spotify, actually. Point number six, it's a question of quality over quantity once a certain level of fame has been achieved. We already know you're out there, but what will make us keep coming back? I've noticed in all the mentions of the trouble surrounding the Kenyan music and art scene, we seem to be leaving out the question of evolution. Artist evolution, film evolution, actor evolution. Although the range of Kenyan artists is unbeatable. You can't deny that. Essentially, we never see them become bigger than their best act. That's in all these different industries that I've spoken about. This does not apply to all of them, though. There are one or two unique cases, but you probably wouldn't get past 10 in each industry. That's just me. What happens with our artists is, like I said, a comeback game so strong we can't deny their presence. Come to think about it, I think as an industry, financial and management boot camps should become a regular thing. Rather, artists should make these places that they regularly are at so that we can be able to empower ourselves to understand how the industry is moving and how we can shape our paths to align. Being aware of what we as artists need to become bigger, better. Track number six, Wachana Na Mi by YBW Smith, Lil Minor, and Sean MMG.
Like a boss.
Wachana na mi nda kufanya madharau. Wachana na mi nda kufanya feel how. Ai, wachana na mi lugha yangu ni matao. Wachana na mi, wachana na mi. Wachana na mi nda kufanya madharau. Wachana na mi nda kufanya feel how. Ai, wachana na mi lugha yangu ni matao. Wachana na mi, wachana na mi.
Design natokea ungedhani ni karau. Mabuda wa metens nikikuja side zao. Na upeng kwa events rangi yake ni ya town. Jam show,
jam show.
Is how. Basi achana na mi kuna venyo na nibo. Maguna kini cheki wanaona tumadona. Siyezi kula nare kwanza nikitoka show. Juna joni komato red kaju ya soso.
Wachana na mi nda kufanya madharau. Wachana na mi nda kufanya feel how. Ai, wachana na mi lugha yangu ni matao. Wachana na mi, wachana na mi. Wachana na mi nda kufanya madharau. Wachana na mi nda kufanya feel how. Ai, wachana na mi lugha yangu ni matao. Wachana na mi, wachana na mi. Ini flow gani leo buda natumia. Hapa kwezi beach freestyle anaumia. Ai, I'm the only one nilisha pandisha gia. Tulisha pandisha bayi na mamoro kama mia. Nikianza hii shit minajua na wamada. Saina wabeba ki design undercover. Sare babe stars ni manaki kama kawa. Amo pige quarters mandula za kipapa. Uwezi digi fiti ni kipita kwezi streets. But unezen una fit nikichanganyisha bills. Niliwacha wani bills ndo at least apate gigs. Niliwacha wakibonga kuwa seti mali clean. Madenge wao wote kuwa toka tuki switch. Na tunenda alfa kiri juni rambo anami. Chezi pandisia bling clean shit na tagzin. Pandisia bling clean shit na tagzin. Wachana na mi nda kufanya madharau. Wachana na mi nda kufanya feel how. Ai, wachana na mi lugha yangu ni matao. Wachana na mi, wachana na mi. Wachana na mi nda kufanya madharau. Wachana na mi nda kufanya feel how. Ai, wachana na mi lugha yangu ni matao.
wachana na mi, wachana na mi.
Nauliza, nauliza nani mwenye ploti. Ai, juku na kwela mwenye kwa pani menoki. Ai, mina usijali buda mina mwaga noti. Ni kitu flani mula mwana semanga ni konki. Cheki buda ni kozon. Ata sika isa na deka chache I'll be gone. Wanakaza na duri vijana wakule bon. Kuna venye manzi yake anasema mina mtanon. Ata sika isa na so cheki we. Achana na mi uli nifanya madharau. Ulitha ni sitafika saima doba ni kibau. Nimeshika east west na nacheza mbaka kwao. Say vijana wame tense na kwa mpuko ni madhau.
Wachana na minda kufanya madharau. Wachana na minda kufanya feel how I. Wachana na mi, lugo yangu ni matau. Wachana na mi, wachana na mi. Wachana na minda kufanya madharau. Wachana na minda kufanya feel how I. Wachana na mi, lugo yangu ni matau. Wachana na mi, wachana na mi.
I don't get the Gengetone hate, dismissal, or ridicule. Is it the artists? Is it the beats? Is it the fans? No one knows because everyone seems to be on the fence, except the musicians keeping up the ceiling, you know, and keeping each other on their toes. The producers outdo each other, signing deals and bringing new sounds. So let's show some appreciation. Alafu, itabidi mwachane na mimi juu nitafanya madharau. Remember, I'm simply loving what I do, doing what I love, and you should too. Remember, it's hugs, not drugs. You've been listening to Out the Booth podcast. Signing out with Such a Beautiful Death by Kahush.
Holding back the tears, another tragedy. I admit, I'm far from perfect, say it happily. Jana too, Wali Sema, I lit up the scene. I'm amazed, how did this student make a masterpiece? Open my heart like I'm a surgeon, kuja wewe uone. Be la Bible, I'll be real, I'm trying to keep it honest. Your dreams, they tell me all your secrets and it keep me hurting. Hundreds of thousands on the flight and I know you deserved it. Samingi, I think about the changes and all the stages. I'm Copperfield when on the beat, I'm like a fucking mage. Stundu lies and say smoke like an exhaust pipe. My mother told me, make sure you watch for your mental state. Kuwarada, anxiety never let you rest. I heard the hate like it's an echo and took it as test. Bilay nafa, and honesty make sure they undress. I'ma need dreads, but on that pussy it's a conquest. I talk to pops, I never used to, never wanted to. I let you in, but everything you see ain't beautiful. Kueka effort can you shule how a student do? I put my heart and soul on a canvas and painted you. Ambitious sana kama mboya, feeling great. Kenja me slide, bila dora, he escaped. Maisha ili change, I try explain, she don't relate. We never been blood, but still she loved me all the same. From Louisa's to strangers and shit. Prior to this, before they called me the artist. Kutoka show, I wish you'd see me rock this bitch. While I cut deep to reminisce, Daktari Eka stitch. I stay alone, drug induced into the microphone. Kutoka mbali, kauko westi, unaenda coast. Sisi we high off life, always taking talks. Such a beautiful death, now I'll be dead and gone. I stay alone, drug induced into the microphone. Kutoka mbali, kauko westi, unaenda coast. Sisi we high off life, always taking talks. Such a beautiful death, now I'll be dead and gone.
Good company and mellow vibes. You are listening to Out of the Booth podcast, a weekly Kenyan podcast dedicated to the finest Kenyan music and select gems from across Africa.